EOH has fallen from its glory days, and while management is racing against the clock to restructure the business, continuous revelations of dubious partners and tender corruption are overshadowing the process. Company CEO Stephen van Coller joins us on the line now to discuss how the company intends to bounce back from the reputational damage. Thanks so much, Stephen, for joining us on the line this evening. So we've had EOH defend its position and ethical conduct since 2016, saying that EOH has always held a zero tolerance for devious behavior and has been rigorous in its due diligence. Safe to say that the recent suspensions at the company and the resignations means that hasn't always necessarily been the case.
Lisa, I think it's important to note, I mean, I started as the CEO only on the 3rd of September, and since then we've obviously been going through the process. ENS have been helping us with that, and we've been implementing it, and a lot of what is going on now has been a process of what we've done over the last 4 months.
Well, Stephen, what it took was a whistleblower alerting the SEC about suspect goings-on with a 120 million rand South African Department of Defense software deal, and Microsoft, in fact, going as far as cancelling its deal with you to get to this point. Do you maintain that there were no red flags prior to this and that you could not have acted sooner?
Well, on the Microsoft issue specifically, we had an audit that was run actually with Microsoft from started in about September 2017 through to about July 2018, obviously before my time. A lot of information was provided at that time. And Microsoft never came back to us with the findings, so it's hard for me to tell you what's in that. Clearly what I've done now is we've gone back and looked at all that information we sent through to them, and we're doing our own work through ENS to revisit a lot of it to see if there's anything that we should be reporting on it.
Still, the markets are clearly concerned, punishing your share price quite severely, suggesting that it believes there's a whole lot of issues at play that aren't fully being disclosed. Stephen, are you anticipating many more skeletons to emerge from this closet?
So I think there's two answers to that. One is I've already come out to say we're investigating 6 contracts, so that's not new news at the moment. We've obviously put this whole process in place, and we've got whistleblowers coming forward. We've got the Exposed app that's also been used as an anonymous line, and those go straight through to ENS, and they're obviously focusing on whatever information comes through. The second bit is that I've also said publicly is I don't think that there's going to be one isolated incident. You know, we've had 10 years of state capture, and if you've been doing business with some of those state-captured entities, there is going to be fraying at the edges, and it's up to us to make sure we go and find that and deal with it and do the appropriate action.
Do you see this starting to close the trust deficit and, winning back on your side, especially those companies that have essentially sold to EOH good businesses for bad scrip on promises that previous management has made?
Yeah, you know, I can only do what I have to do, and I can only do the right thing. And as I said, I've been here 4 months. We're working through a process. I'm going to be as open as I can. I mean, I've said in my letter to stakeholders that you can't rush these processes. You know, people have a legal right to a proper legal process. We can't make them guilty till proven innocent. And, I've got an independent firm. They're advising, they go through the process, they recommend what I should do, and we're acting on that as soon as it comes through. It's, as much as I can do. We've also obviously now working through our whole strategy of getting proper governance processes that I'm used to from my banking days into the business. And, one of those started with me becoming the CEO. We've got a new CFO. Mm-hmm. And we now have the start of an independent board, which we didn't have before.
Stephen, I've got to ask the question, you know, when it comes to those you've acquired businesses from, is there absolutely no kind of revolution churning, and perhaps revolution a bit of a strong word, but, you know, where any of those are possibly looking to buy back their businesses?
We are going through a process, as I've said before. There was a stand up about 3 weeks ago about breaking the business into its component parts. At the moment, it's just seen as one bigger EOH. It's actually 273 different legal entities. And actually, you can break it up probably into five different business categories that are totally independent from each other. And so what we are doing is we are working with these businesses to make sure that they are put into the right silo, if I can put it that way, that we get the proper capital structure, proper governance, proper independence, as well as the proper funding to make sure that they can scale and grow. And that seems to be met with a lot of excitement at the moment, because a lot of those businesses were small businesses when we bought them, and they were looking to EOH to provide them capital, access to new geographies, access to new customers, and this process should give them that.
Yeah. Stephen, of course, EOH has been acquisitive over 15 years, highly acquisitive. One assumes that now you've got very little choice but to pursue more organic growth from here on out. Is it as simple as that?
Well, I think it is almost as simple as that for the moment. The only thing I'd add to is what I'm trying to do is actually break the company into the silos, so that they can grow in parallel rather than in series, where you get the lowest common denominator effect. So this should allow those companies individually to grow at the pace that they need to grow at, given their different maturity levels.
Yeah. Overall, where does that leave your growth prospects?
I think purely in South Africa, obviously everyone's affected by a tough GDP growth. You've also got, you know, public sector austerity. So if we can continue growing our revenue in, you know, around the GDP levels for the moment, and then some of our smaller businesses, our software businesses, those have a, you know, bigger opportunity to grow outside the country, and they tend to be in those parts of their businesses growing a lot faster.
Well, let's leave it there. Stephen, thanks so much for your time this evening. Stephen van Coller is CEO of EOH.